Mansfield is huffy and mad and grumpy and determined that the Attorney General could not ignore him. Now, I was trying to decide on a 150 plane strike last night, and I decided while this was happening, and then the weather knocked us off. But I believe that it's...
Now, what the time of that note was that before I saw him?
I don't know. I just got it this morning, and I just think that he is a man that is kind of sick and problems and at home and other places, and he feels about the Veterans Hospital. And every time he reads where I was a leader and that I was a dictator, and he's not. And I think he gets upset. I would say I'm more to blame for it than anybody else. And I would say Dirksen talking. I don't believe blame you with it at all or anything else. I think you're doing a wonderful, remarkable job, so I wouldn't feel sad. I only read it to you so that you may know.
I don't cry over spilled milk. I'll try to cure it. I think I have mostly, but it's hard to know with Mike.
No, you can't know, and I don't think we have. I think he's got to understand, number one, that you understood in the relations last year that he wanted you, when he designated Humphrey, he wanted you to work with Dirksen, and Dirksen called you. And you didn't think that about calling him, but you did talk to Humphrey, who is coordinated last year, and you had planned, if you could even get close to an agreement without throwing him into a big legal argument, to talk to him, but that that's the way it is. And then I would take the position that you welcome their bill and put them out in front if they would do it, if they want to.
Yes.
Then we'll get a good sound one. But I think you ought to tell Rosenthal to tell the press that you'd be glad to see him at sometime between 5 and 6 this evening.
All right.
So that when will your injunction? An hour later.
I'll have to, I'll go back here before noon and call John Doerr in court and see what he thinks we're going to get. He said he thought we'd get it all today.
Well, even if you haven't got it,
I
think you've got to say that you can't comment on that, but you have hopes, and here's what your petition says. I think you have got to fill the papers. I don't approve at all of your having Mary McGrory in there. I don't want to be critical, but I think that that's dangerous because we'll all be afraid to talk to you if we think that they're reporting it on the front page, who you call and what. But I do think that you've got to have the full press in and tell them everything that you humanly can about your actions. And I think you ought to have almost prepared statement orally, starting off saying, we sent in the federal presence. We put in the 30 FBIs. We ordered them in. We agreed to join the friend of the court. Here's what we said as the friend of the court in cooperation with the NAACP. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. So it just runs out of their stomach of what you've done. Then we sent in under the law Collins. And then we sent in Doerr first, and then Collins, because one, civil rights under the law, the Congress said they wanted a special division, so you put him present. Under the law, they wanted a mediator, Congress did, so you put him present. And then I'd get down to voting rights and say, you recommended it, so you're the spokesman here, you're the marshal, you build yourself up, it's the Burke Marshall deal, you recommended it. It was in the State of the Union. You signed the best lawyers on it. They're working on the message. It's been adjusted, and some say it's too long, and some say it ought to cover this. You're trying to get it to when you can be free of these conferences and the lawsuits and the meetings with the Negro publishers and the meetings with the groups and the pickets and other things to get this, and you believe you'll have it 48 hours to the president. But you're sure. I wouldn't divulge what it's going to contain. I just say it's going to be, we think, this strong voting rights, and say I recommended it last year. Just say I, Captain Back, did. I believed it ought to be last year. Not lay anything on the Congress.
Yeah.
But just say I recommended it. And there were some adjustments made, and it didn't come out the way I recommended it. But I'm going to recommend it again this year. And the President has accepted my recommendation. I don't know whether he'll accept what I'm sending him now or not, but I'm going to send it to him. And I assume as soon as he gets it that he will act on it and make it public to the Congress. And I would hope maybe that we might get them to stay there Saturday. You might ask Mike if he wouldn't come in if we could get the message up Saturday for a few minutes to receive it, so it would be in the Sunday papers. Right. Just have Metcalf preside. And don't give this as the reason. Give something else. Just say he wants to have a meet, and so we could do it. If not, we'll get McCormick to come in the house. One's house ought to be in session. If I can't do that, we'll wait till next week. But I believe it'd be better to get everything shoveled out to him we can. Then when I come along, I can refer to the Attorney General, and I can say that I'm following his recommendations, and I'm going to let him decide, the Vice President decide, and then the impression I'm going to give is that we'll all go together.
Right.
Be sure to point out that you're glad to see any groups, that the Vice President will see any groups, that you've met with them, and that you'll be glad to see the preachers who come in here. I take the initiative. I'm going to tell George Reedy to tell them that we'll be glad to see the preachers, so they don't force ourselves into this. And later after we meet at 12, I don't want to take you any longer there now, but after we meet at 12, you and I can maybe have lunch together or sit around and list the things that you ought to say. But I would try to get word out to Rosenthal right quick to tell your reporters, so it knocks the thing over mine and takes me off this hot spot.
All right, I'll call him right away.
Okay. I'd make it as late as I could, 5:30, so you got the benefit of any time in Alabama there an hour earlier.
Let me just ask one question on the Mansfield thing. You want me to just ask him whether the Senate's going to be in session, and then say, well...
I would say if I work tonight, Mike, and we're able to grind it out tomorrow, and I could get it through Lee White and the President, would you all be willing to receive it Saturday? And could you do it without saying you're having a special Saturday session to receive it? Could you just say you're going to have a session and have a speech, and then on something else, and then or on anything, and then receive it in routine fashion?
All right.
If he can't, tell him that you'll ask me to ask McCormick, or go over next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.